See, I have a question on that, and I've been doing this a long time. I'll be honest, we have ladies that know how to know the rules. But I'm ready. I'll tell you right now, I do not know all the rules, mm-hmm. and you know, and I think that's one thing. If you don't keep up with it on a regular basis, you're not going to know all the rules and do it right. But I know stuff. I always hear when something goes wrong. You know, you hear that part. Right. Well, you have some tenants that I know are in the right. Say, hey, my roof's leaking, or my air conditioner doesn't work, and it's 110 degrees. Mm-hmm. You also have the other ones that complain about everything that's not going to happen. You know, that if they own the house, they wouldn't take care of it. Or we have an ant. Well, you know, spray it or something. There's got to be some kind of common sense rule in there to apply to what's really a vital repair and what's a nag of every month we want something done.
Well, that would be, you would think so, but really that's something for the judge to determine in court.
Makes sense. That's
a, you know, yeah. Is it valid, is it not valid? They'll have a hearing in court, and they will see what it was. Now, if they prove in court that the landlord knowingly did not make the repairs,
sure.
That goes up to $2,000.
It's called the G.I. Joe rule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real simple. When the plumber goes out and he pulls out G.I. Joe from the toilet, the landlord doesn't want to pay for that repair. If there's the repair, the toilet's just stopped up and he fixes it, then the landlord pays for it. So people go, what is your G.I. Joe rule? I said, if your kid flushed the G.I. Joe down the commode and it stopped it up, so I don't know how that is. Is that legal? I may get myself in trouble by saying this on the radio, but that's kind of – some things, you know, are the tenant's fault. Some things are the landlord's fault, mm-hmm. you know, and I guess some things are just act of God. But how do you do that?
That would be something you would cover in your lease agreement. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure you have a sound lease agreement, and you can put your G.I. Joe clause in there and make sure that it's there. There's things in the lease agreement that will, I guess you'd say, override what the law says. Some are legal and some are not, but you should always try to get a bona fide legal lease agreement in your hands, whether it's through the Realtors Association, the Apartment Association, or some other good entity that has good.
And we use a standard lease. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Folks, we've got some good stuff. And remember this, you can always go to sallison.com and listen to all what Randy's talking about today. If you missed a part of it, if you're thinking, man, I wasn't sure about that, you can go back and re-listen to it. Because there's some good stuff here, especially if you own some rent property, especially if you own two or three houses and you're managing them yourself, or if you're leasing a property from somebody in San Angelo. This is stuff you need to know. I mean, there's rights on both sides of the coin, and now Randy's trying to cover both of them. Randy, if you don't mind, keep going. You're doing an awesome job.
Okay. Well, and people want to know where you find these things. You go to the property code. Chapter 24 deals with repair and remedy issues. Not repair and remedy, excuse me. That's forcible entry and detainer. That's where all the eviction laws come out, is through property code chapter 24. Property code chapter 92 deals with residential properties, and property code 93 deals with commercial properties. So those are the places you can go. You can get on the internet, do a search for that. You can find a good website by the state of Texas that has Texas statutes, and you can go in there and do some of your own research. But that does not replace good legal advice. You always need to get good legal advice on that. And while I'm talking about that chapter 24, there is a new law that came out. It's called Order of Retrieval. And it's kind of more of a family law situation where a person cannot get back into their house and get their clothes, their personal effects, their medicines, personal records, employment records, medical records, things like that. This order of retrieval allows the constable or the sheriff. Constables and sheriffs, by the way, are the only ones that can enforce civil law in the state of Texas. So, but it allows them to go make entry into the residence, obtain these items for the wrong person. And people are thinking, well, that's family law. What does it have to do with a landlord? Well, they attached it right in the property code under Chapter 24, right next to the forcible entry and detainer. The important thing for landlords on this is that there is a clause in that law that provides total exemption for the landlord if he allows the officer into the property. He's not liable for anything if the officer presents that order of retrieval to the landlord and the landlord gives him a key and lets him in. And to us, that's the easier way. If we cannot get in the property other ways, yes, we will be breaking a door. We'll be doing something, and that's destroying your property. And then we're going to make the first call to the landlord because we're going to know who they are anyway and say, hey, we've got this order of retrieval. We need to get in the property. We don't want to, you know, break any of your stuff. And by the way, you're exempt on this if you let us in the property. And that's something that new that has come out that the landlords really need to be aware of, because who knows? You may get one of those in the future.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, and that'll be, I told Randy this. I've done this over 30 years. I don't do this on a regular basis. I have ladies in our office that's what they do. They take care of it. They can tell you the codes. They can tell you the right way to do stuff and the wrong way. You know, it's just like when you go to a doctor, you know. You could go for a cold for one. If you have brain surgery, go to a different doctor. So I think you need to have somebody specialized in it. And I believe if you don't do this on a regular basis, you can't keep up. You know, this is what Randy does every day. So he knows all this in his head. You know, so you need to know it. Also, you've been gracious enough to help a lot of people. If they call you, help them and just give them information. And that includes some of my staff.
Right. And we are... We can't give legal advice,
right.
But what we can give is procedural advice. And we tell them, here's where you find it. This is procedurally what's going to happen in the court. This is procedurally what we as constables are going to do when this goes down. So you can always call and save a little bit of headache, maybe save some money in the long run at the end part of it. You know, I did want to mention that in the repair and remedy cases, the tenant has to be current on the rent before they can file one of those. So tenants, beware. If you're going to pursue that route, your rent has to be current and paid.